You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week.
Courtney Barnett, and when we play music, well, we're going somewhere. That's the subtle cue in this program. Our cities, like ourselves, they have arteries, they have paths that pulse with the very life of the place. Hello, Parramatta Road. Hello, Gympie Road. Hello, Main North Road in beautiful downtown Adelaide. Courtney Barnett, songsmith of the suburban life. In northern Melbourne, when you talk artery, you talk Bell Street. It's the road that defines the tofu curtain that divides the inner and outer city, which is where we meet our guest, Catherine Collette. She's the author of a beautiful work of wittily heartfelt fiction, The Helpline. She's got another book on the way. She joins us now. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Bell Street.
Bell Street.
Before we focus in on the specific part of that, which is your place, tell us about that street. Describe it for us.
I guess now I live very close to Bell Street, but as a kid I lived in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, mm-hmm. and Bell Street was always the really major road you went down on the way out of Melbourne. So you would access the Hume from Bell Street, yeah. or you would access the airport, basically.
It sort of runs east-west on the northern edge,
it
if
does.
That makes sense.
The word street is very much a misnomer. It's a big, big road.
Gateway to the south on the northern line, as somebody once said about somewhere else, but that's... That's a reference nobody's got, Catherine, I could tell you that. All right, so there we are in Bell Street. We're homing in on...
The jewel in the crown of Preston, yes. Preston McDonald's.
Oh, of course. Now, is this just any old McDonald's or is this a bit spec?
Well, I think to me Preston McDonald's is very special because mm-hmm. I'm there probably 6 or 7 days of the week between the hours of 5 and 7 a.m.
How is that job going?
Well, I'm not actually working. I'm writing, and it's a lovely place to write. But I guess historically, Preston Macca's has been probably better known for being a place where teenagers hung out late in the evenings and potentially drove their cars quickly down Bell Street.
It's kind of expansive, isn't it? It's got a bit of space around it.
It's big. Every time I arrive, 5 a.m. in the morning, they're always mopping, which leads me to believe either they see me and start mopping or the floor space is so big that once you finish mopping, you then have to restart.
It's like painting the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Exactly.
It's always being done.
That's all the cleaner does is mop the floors.
5 a.m.?
Yeah, 5 a.m.
How so?
Well, I have little kids and they're allowed to get up from 7 o'clock. So I get up at 5, creep out of the house and go up to Preston to write.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Every sixth coffee, also free. It's a really quiet space. It's a perfect space to write, comfortable seating. My greatest compliment for Preston Macca's is that it's basically like a library. Super quiet. No one will ever kick you out.
Yeah.
While it doesn't have books, it does have coffee.
Do you absorb some of that environment? Does it make its way through some psychic osmosis onto the page?
I feel like the beauty of Macca's at that hour of the morning in particular is most people haven't woken up yet, or if they are waking up and they're there, they generally don't want to talk to anyone. So it's a place where occasionally on a Sunday morning, but you're very rarely interrupted.
This is every day.
Most days, wow. Yeah.
And, well, you clearly are one of those faces that one might routinely see there. Are there others? Do you have a passing parade of regular characters?
Not so much. I feel like I've been writing in Preston Macca's for about 7 years. And so I feel like the staff are familiar faces, but drive-through is such a big part of McDonald's that there'll be, you know, a queue, you know, it's double lines going through drive-through. It'll be 8 deep.
At that time of the morning too, commuters grabbing something.
Exactly, and there's no one inside, so it's...
sort of an oldie worldie charm.
It's great.
Going and taking a table.
Exactly. Because there's not many places in the world that will, particularly, you know, 24-hour places, that will let you sit for as long as you want. Like, it's really the only places I could ever think of were pokey venues and hospitals.
Why didn't you choose a pokey venue as your writing location? I don't understand.
Exactly.
Does Courtney Barnett take you there? She's familiar with that world?
That song means something to me because I think when I had been living in the in the inner suburbs of Melbourne, and when my husband and I were looking for a house, we obviously couldn't afford there, so we bought in Preston, which I think is a pretty common experience. And so Courtney's song came out a couple of years later, which essentially describes that very same experience of finding yourself in a place that's much more suburban than where you had hoped to be in your late 20s, early 30s.
The singing poet of the inner north.
Oh, it's great. And so gorgeously deprecating, like in a really positive way, I think.
But it's wonderful, though, that you know, moments of well, there are these sort of cultural manifestations of the places in which we live, you know, that they have, people have sung about them, written about them. They live in those things.
Well, I think the everyday is, I mean, it's beautiful to have an ode to gorgeous natural landscapes and those sorts of things, and they're very worthy, but I think a lot of us do spend time in cities, and it's small places that become meaningful.
So today, 5 a.m., you were there?
I wasn't today. I had to come here. So it's sort of, I had to rejig a lot of things. I'm popping in this afternoon.
Does it play with your mind if that routine is broken?
I wouldn't say it's the best part of my day, but it is a morning ritual that I love. Like, I'm always happy if I'm at Preston Macca's at 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm never upset about that. So, I'll be happy to be back there.
Must have friends there. The staff must.
No, and I love that. The staff are very friendly, very nice. But I'm okay with anonymity. Like, I think you know that song about Cheers where everybody knows your name?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go back.
No, scary.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd go down the street.
Sit in the same spot.
No one did. I'd try to, but it's
facing in or out.
Position. Back to the wall, facing, seeing what comes in. What is coming in. Yeah.
That's a fairly authorial position.
Sort of in a corner. Yeah, it's good. Bench seat. A lot of bench seats in Preston McDonald's.
So if you're passing Preston McDonald's at 5 in the morning and you see someone dabbing at their laptop.
That's right. Don't wait. Don't
do not disturb.
Them. Exactly.
That'd be the worst thing, wouldn't it?
Sunday morning sometimes, yeah, people are more friendly.
Because they just feel driven to be friendly.
They're really driven to be friendly. Tell you about their hopes and dreams and all sorts of stuff.
That person may well be Catherine Collette. She's author of The Helpline. She's at Preston Macca's. It's her sense of place. Most mornings, early. I get the horrible feeling we might have ruined everything for you.
Oh, no. Tomorrow's a new day.
Catherine, thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.